Good morning. This is Becky Speed, Direct Sales Specialist and the Christian Direct Seller, and I want to just thank you for taking time to be with us on the call this morning. We've got lots of people starting to pile in. It always happens this way a few minutes after we start the call. I do want to kind of give you the protocol a little bit so that you can understand about how we do the call. And on Monday mornings at about 8:25, I get on the line and I take confidential prayer requests and praise reports. If you don't mind if I pray for those things on the line during our recorded call, I do that. But if you'd like it kept confidential, I do that as well. We'll have a short Bible study here, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. But I want to praise God today because this is an amazing day. We're alive. We're breathing. It's the day after Resurrection Sunday. And it's just a time just to praise the Lord and just let our hearts be filled with thanksgiving and with praise and just be filled with God's goodness. So God's good all the time. And I wanted to start off with just a quick prayer, and then we'll jump into the Bible study. Father God, thank you so much for this amazing morning. Thank you that many places have sunshine this morning, and we praise you and we thank you for the warmth of the sun and the sunlight and just the glow that it gives us. Lord, I thank you that it is spring. I thank you that you resurrected and you rose from the dead so that we can have eternal life as well. So thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, I pray you'll bless our time that we have today. I pray that you'll speak through my mouth of clay. Give me supernatural recall of your scripture. And Lord, help us to see with your eyes and hear with your ears and have our hearts circumcised fresh and anew today. We love you and we praise you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I just wanted to kind of just talk to you about something that's been on my heart. I didn't know exactly how to tie all this together, and God's so faithful that he just helped all of it work out perfectly this morning when I got up and finished preparing for our study today. You know, sometimes when we go to church or we get involved with serving the Lord, it sometimes gets a little strange, and sometimes we think it's all about us. And I don't know if you've ever been in a church service or even in a meeting for your business or anything like that, but you just know there's certain people when they walk in the room, they want it to be all about them. It's not about them coming and serving or meeting or spending time with anybody else, but it's all about them. And as I was reading the Word this last week, the Lord just kept speaking, not just to me, but I was teaching in Bible college. I'm teaching How to Be a People Person by John Maxwell to the first-year Bible school students. And that was one of the things we talked about is, you know, really making a difference in the lives of others. But I was thinking and watching, and I watched our church. I went and visited another church, and I was watching them, and I just thought, you know, I think we just get it so backwards sometimes. And I was reading in a book. It's called Revelations in Business by Dr. K. Shalit Stewart. And one of the chapters or one of the sections, he says, always remember it's not about you. And I thought, that is so true, Lord. It's so funny. Because he says that some of us sometimes have a difficulty comprehending and embracing that our life is not about us. And so it's not just about how we show up in the world, how we show up in church. It's how we show up even in our own life. Do you realize that Romans 11:36 tells us, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. We are supposed to be completely focused on God and worshiping him and praising him and having his kingdom here on earth. We were created by him for good works. And God had prepared this beforehand that we should walk with him, according to Ephesians 2:10. We're, of course, to play our individual roles in the kingdom and in our kingdom building assignment. And I know that for those of you that are on this call, that you know that that's my heart, that we are to minister in the marketplace. We're supposed to be bringing his kingdom here on earth. And, you know, we can have all the amazing blessings that go along with having a business. The recognition, yes, there's nothing wrong with that. But we need to make sure we're also giving that glory to the Lord. The financial blessings, yes, God wants us to be blessed because he wants us to bless others and to seed into the kingdom. We want to make sure that even as we serve God, that we realize that even in our businesses, regardless of our title, our position, our credentials, our responsibilities, whatever it is, that we're to be a steward over God's business, that this isn't just our business. You know, it tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:20, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. And 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, and we know that when God says all or whatever, he means it's all inclusive, right? So we know that that means for whatever we do, including our businesses, do it all for the glory of God. You know, one of the traditions that we've always held this week inside of our family is we usually watch the Ten Commandments on television. I love that movie, and I think it's so amazing because I love the depiction, especially when Moses is in the wilderness. Now, he messed up big time, okay? And so he's out wandering in the wilderness, and I think, honestly, that he just really started struggling. He tells God that he's not sure if he really should go and talk to the Pharaoh because he doesn't feel confident in his speech. Now, I'm not sure if he's always had speech issues or if it was just because, you know, he was wandering around mumbling to himself out in the wilderness for so long and that he just kind of didn't feel confident anymore. Kind of like with us in our business, when we don't talk or do our business and we aren't talking and sharing or we're not inviting and we're not scheduling shows or we wait a long time in between shows, that sometimes we feel a little bit insecure, not quite as confident in what we might want to say. But I'm reminded by one of my friends this morning as well on Facebook, my friend Donna Willem. She says, in the middle of your mess is a message. And I've said that forever. I love that. In the middle of your mess is a message. So watch for it. Pay attention. There's something that the Lord wants to say to you. So if you found yourself either now or at another time in a mess, what's the message there? You know, when Moses took the time to see the wonder of the burning bush in the middle of the wilderness, it was then that God spoke to him. You can find that in Exodus 3, 3, and 4. Your wilderness experience contains a deliverance message. So if you feel like you've been wandering around in the wilderness for a while, I promise you there's a deliverance message in there. Just look at your mess and ask the Lord to show you the message. You know, one of the things that also struck my heart this week was that the resurrection is evidence of our new covenant with God. God wants us to be in covenant with him. Genesis 9:11 through 15 says, thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. Okay, so what he's saying, and he's talking to Moses, or not to Moses, but Noah at this time. What he's saying here is that he's going to be in covenant forever and ever, because it's perpetual generations. Let's see what else he says in verse 13. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. So what he's saying here is he says, I'm going to do this covenant. I want to be in covenant with you. You've got my word. You've got my promise. I'm even going to give you a sign. So when we both see this rainbow, you and me, then we're going to remember our covenant. So let me ask you, in regards to your business, if it's really not all about you, and in regard to your life, and it's not really all about you, is maybe your message, your deliverance message, this, that it's not about you and that he wants to be in covenant with you? Let me ask you this. What are you in covenant with God about in regards to your business? Have you made a covenant with him? Have you made an agreement with him? Have you given him a promise for kingdom growth with your business? What covenant have you made with him in regards to your business? Is today a good day to start that? How do you plan to honor God's spiritual principles in your commercial endeavors or in your business? So how do you plan to honor God's spiritual principles in your business? I know for me, this was integral. I didn't even realize that my business was the ministry that God had given me. And how phenomenal it's been to know that I can have a business and set my principles at the highest level that I choose and be able to serve and honor God each and every day. I can pray with people. That was actually one of the secrets to my booking success when I was in the field, is I would offer. I'd say, you know what, and I dedicate the day of your party, my prayers to you that entire day. So I'm going to call you and ask you the day before if there's anything in particular I can pray about you or pray about for you or your family. And people would just love that. They would come up and say, I want to book a party because I want you to pray for my family. And so was that the reason why I was doing it? No, but it just kind of dawned on me that what a neat thing is to focus and bless and honor in the highest way that I could by lifting that woman or that man or that couple up in prayer for that entire day, lifting them to my Lord and Savior. And then I'd also ask, is there anything in the meantime I could pray about? Then I saw that the Lord was showing me hurting person after hurting person. So then I started asking people if they knew Jesus after I got finished at the cash out with them. And I didn't ask every single person, but if I really felt like the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and I brought little booklets that I got at the Christian bookstore and eventually got from my church and found online about how to become saved and what do you do after you become saved. And then I would pray for my team. I kept a list in front of me, and every day I would pray for specific things with each person on my team. And I did it for my entire organization. And so you can do so many different things if you want to put spiritual principles at the forefront of your business. I mean, there were several things that I put into place as well. I refused to be alone with a gentleman. I just knew that would be a temptation that I didn't want to have for myself or for the gentleman. I did spiritual retreats. We prayed for healing. We did foot washing. We brought in so many things that were important and integral. I promised to always do my best. I promised to deliver my orders on time. I promised to tell the truth. I promised not to, show a lack of disrespect or not be under authority with my leaders and my company, even if I disagreed with what they said. All of these are spiritual principles that I took inside of my business. And do you know what tells us in the Word that God promotes? It's not your boss that's going to promote you. It's not your company. It's God who's going to promote you. And when he sees you in obedience and he sees you honoring and serving him, he wants to bless you. He wants to promote you. In what ways will your business serve to advance God's kingdom as part of your covenant? What are you going to do? One of the things that I did at the end of every retreat that I did is I offered a message of salvation. Now, we affirmed people. We went through healing. We taught coaching. We talked bookings. We talked sponsoring. But at the very end, I wanted to make sure that I offered out the most important thing in a person's life. And do you know, in 1 year, I was able to bring over 290 people to the Lord in a 12-month time period. What was happening is I was growing my business, but I was also, because my business was growing so rapidly because of these principles, that I had other leaders flying me in and bringing me in to do their retreats for their teams. And it was every single weekend, and it was sometimes even during the week I would go in and train as well, as while I was still running my business and running my team. But God was so faithful. And do you know that I didn't get sick? I was completely energized. It was one of the most phenomenal years of my life. So let me ask you, what have you gone into covenant with the Lord around in your business? How do you plan to honor God's spiritual principles in your business? In what ways will your business serve to advance God's kingdom? Now, you might not want to do any of the things that I've mentioned to you today, and that's okay. But go to the Lord, pray, sit quietly and listen. See what he wants to tell you. Write down anything that kind of pops into your head or your heart, whether it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. Capture it and then pray over it and ask the Lord, how can you best utilize this information? How can you best implement this information that he's giving you? Because you want to bless him and further his kingdom with your business. What are your non-negotiables in regards to your godly principles that you intend to incorporate and have incorporated into your business philosophy, your plans, your management, and operations? We open all of our team meetings in prayer. I pray all the way to every meeting. I open each day in my own business with prayer. I keep a list of prayer requests, and I post it up on my board, on my message board by my desk, right above my phone. So I look at it frequently and pray for you as the week goes on. I openly tell all of my assistants that have ever worked with me in the office. Now, I pray with people, so if you're not okay with that, this is not going to be the job for you. And minister and live out, and not just do it through prayer, but live out the hands and feet of Jesus. I delivered meals when my consultants were ill. I would deliver meals to my hosts. That's why I actually realized that this was the ministry God had for me, was we were taking care packages to a very angry, hateful, mean customer from 2 days prior that their house burnt down and nearly killed her grandchildren. At that point, she said, why would you do this? And I said, because Jesus loves us and he wants us to be the hands and feet and care for others. And she had actually put a curse on me. So 2 days prior. So it was just kind of funny. The Lord just turns everything around and blesses. And she became such an incredible warrior for the Lord. She left some of the Wiccan practices that she had been involved in. And it was just amazing. And at that moment, I realized that this is so much bigger than a party plan. This is so much bigger than a party. This is so much bigger than direct sales. This is about building the kingdom. We're invited. God puts us in a position to be invited into other people's homes and into their lives. What are you committing to do? What are you in covenant partnership with the Lord around as far as your business philosophy, your plans, your management, and how you operate your business? And lastly, I want to ask you just one more question. I want you to think about these questions this week. But think about this. What is his kingdom agenda for your business? It all may be different than every other person that's on this call. But what is his kingdom agenda for your business? When you truly come into alignment with that, you will feel so fulfilled. You won't feel like you're searching and running from this to that. You know exactly what God's using you for. He'll give you supernatural wisdom and desire for bookings because you want to fulfill and serve him to the greatest ability that you have. You want to invite business partners to your business because you want to share that same joy that's overwhelming when you're serving his kingdom agenda for your business. Well, I hope that this has been inspirational for you today and that it's blessed you. I want to go to the Lord in prayer. Before I do, does anybody have a prayer request or a praise report real quick? You guys are all quiet. It's so funny this morning. Everybody must be tired from Resurrection Day yesterday. Well, I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for your word. Lord, thank you that you love us, that you correct us, that you even show up in a burning bush with a message of deliverance inside of our mess. Thank you that it isn't about us. Thank you that you've given us clear direction on how to live our lives through your word. Lord, I praise you and I thank you and I give you glory that you do want to be in an established covenant with us. I praise you that you sent Jesus to die on the cross and to be risen from the dead so that we can have eternal life as well. Thank you for that. Thank you for making atonement for our sin through Jesus. We're so thankful. And thank you for this reminder on Resurrection Sunday, Lord, and as we move forward, that is a sign, a symbol, that just proves and is evidence of our new covenant, the good news that we have with you. And Lord, thank you that you've given us the opportunity to be ministers in the marketplace and to have so many people come into our contact and be connected with us and come into our circle of influence that we can share your good news and share the covenant with them. But Lord, please forgive us if we've missed or haven't been faithful with inviting you into a covenant partnership with our business. And we haven't fulfilled that, Lord. We ask right now that you would just show each person that's listening to this recording or on the call with us live, that you will show them what you desire, what your kingdom agenda is for their business. Help them get very clear about the non-negotiables in regards to your principles to incorporate into their business philosophy, into their plans, into the management and the day-to-day operations of their business. Lord, help us to see how we can serve you better and serve your people better and advance your kingdom through our business. Show us how we can honor you through all of our business endeavors. And Lord, we commit afresh and anew to the covenant of being ministers in the marketplace, of dedicating our business and our life to you. We love you, and we praise you, and we are just so humbled and honored that you've given us this assignment that we can serve you. Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name. I want to praise you first, and then I also want to pray that you will continue to keep Patty and this positive momentum, Lord, that she will continue to move in positivity in her life and in her business. Keep her excited and watching and seeing those new, fresh things. And Lord, we lift Carol's niece, Hannah, up to you, who's 7 months pregnant. Lord, you know Hannah, and you know that this baby is precious. It's inside of her womb. And Lord, we know that she's starting to have contractions and spottings, and we cancel the assignment of the enemy in Jesus' name that's been put on Hannah and against this baby. We break that. We refuse to accept that in Jesus' name. And we just, Lord, we thank you that you are blessing her and you're ministering to Hannah, that the contractions are stopping, that the spotting is stopping, that the baby is completely healthy, and so is Hannah. Lord, I pray that you will help her to rest and rest in you. And Lord, that you will keep this baby inside of the womb until it's time for this baby to be born. We praise you and we thank you that you love us and that you plan a hope and you give us a hope and a future before we're even born. So Lord, we know that you are going to bathe this baby in that same hope and that realization. Wrap your arms around the baby. Wrap your arms around Hannah. We rebuke any spirits of fear in Jesus' name, and we loose upon her health and healing, rest, restoration. We love you, Lord. We praise you and we thank you for all the mighty things you're going to do in our lives and businesses this week, Lord, and we just thank you and praise you that you've allowed us to serve you. Lord, I'm humbled and honored that you would give me this position. And Lord, I pray that for each person that's listening, that you will help them to be faithful, that you will promote them in the areas that will best serve and build your kingdom. Lord, I thank you for this time of preparation. I thank you that sometimes we are in the wilderness, and it's not that you would have us wander in the wilderness, but you're always there with us in the wilderness, that we're not wandering alone, that you are just waiting for us, and that you will be speaking to us. Lord, I thank you for the words that you're giving each person this week, Lord, and that they take the time to get quiet and listen and hear from you. We love you and we praise you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you guys have any other prayer requests or praise reports or just want to give a shout-out or have any questions about your business or ministering in the marketplace, you can always go over to my Facebook page. It's called The Christian Direct Seller, and I would be so honored to be able to pray for you, to praise the Lord with you, or to support you in any way. I'll be on the call again next Monday, And in the meantime, know that I'm praying for you and lifting you up. God bless you and your businesses, and we'll talk next week. Bye now.